Welcome back to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. During these final weeks of the Advent season, please make plans to worship with First Hurst at one of our five Christmas Eve candlelight services. The Norwood campus at 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 11 p.m. First Hurst Espanol also at 4 p.m., or the Trails campus at 5 p.m. For more information, visit firsthurst.com/Christmas.
Sunday, December 22nd, God with us in the air, The Joy of Flight by Jeff Burnett. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17 tell us, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord." Taking flight has often been a source of joy for me. From boarding Peter Pan's flight at Disneyland when I was 6 years old, to soaring above the Metroplex in a helicopter for 25 seasons serving with Santa USA. Although, technically, it was my cousin Jeff the Elf, but we do look a lot alike. Jana and I were aboard a 6-seat twin prop plane that landed on a glacier on Denali, North America's highest peak. She and I have parasailed in tandem above the mesmerizing blue waters of Lake Tahoe and ridden a hot air balloon beside the Grand Tetons in Wyoming. Flight is fun. Can you imagine the joy of the angels as they took flight from heaven's glory to bring to earth the joyous news of the Savior's birth that first Christmas? The skies were filled with the heavenly host praising God and proclaiming the good news of great joy that will be for all the people. A joyful flight indeed. So too will ours be when we soar into the clouds to meet our Lord Jesus in the air. As the old hymn says, "What a day of rejoicing that will be. Overjoyed at his return, that day we will behold him." For Revelation 1 says, "Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. On that day, we will become like him." For 1 John 3 tells us, "We know that when he, Jesus, appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And on that day, we will be with him." As 1 Thessalonians reminds us, we will meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Jesus came the first time that we might be saved through him. He will come again that we might soar with him. He came to earth that we might be forgiven. He will return that we might take flight. Jesus came once to bring us hope. He will come again to take us home. Joyful, joyful, we adore him. So, look to the skies, anticipate his return, prepare for the flight. With heightened fervor, sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord is and will come." Because far more extraordinary than a ride in any park, on a plane, or a high-flying parasail, more exciting than ascending to great heights in a helicopter or a hot air balloon, will be the flight of pure joy we will one day take when we soar with our Savior. Until then, we raise the Christmas chorus, "Come, thou long-expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Our ever strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart." As we long for his return, let me ask, How joyful is your heart today? In light of what happened that first Christmas and what will occur at Christ's second coming, how well are you experiencing and exhibiting joy in the present? Transcending mere happiness, which is dependent upon favorable circumstances, joy is much more. Joy is a condition of the heart, convinced and confident that God is with us in every circumstance, even as He will be with us in the air. Therefore, be ever watchful, be always joyful, and I pray that today your spirit will take flight and your soul will soar during this season of great joy.
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.